You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly a quarter of Mexico City is on the highest level of alert, labelled the red alert. Mexico City and half a dozen of the country's 32 states are subject to this, and it's forced some non-essential businesses to close. That's because COVID-19 infections have risen to their highest level ever, with Mexico recording over 148,800 active coronavirus cases nationwide. Dr. Rodolfo Garduno has been working on the front line since May last year. He says the surge is because more young people are becoming infected and people who are vaccinated are also being infected.
We have many positive cases in inoculated people with all types of vaccines being applied. What we should also understand is that we shouldn't lower our guard despite being vaccinated. It's the variant that's showing this resistance to the antibodies generated by these vaccines.
The alert colours are determined by caseloads, hospital bed availability and the rate of change in those and other factors. Hospitals across Mexico are now at 51% of capacity. Mexico has never had a European-style strict lockdown, nor has it mandated face masks, testing or vaccinations for visitors. Araceli Rodriguez is a retailer and doesn't support a full lockdown.
Trabajar.
We all need to work. We all need everything. Imagine if they closed everything again. Many people will be left without work, without being able to eat.
In Tunisia, authorities have launched a countrywide coronavirus vaccination drive. The intensive campaign kicked off on Sunday, being the largest since a national drive 5 months ago. It's targeting people aged 40 and over who have not yet received a vaccine. Manager of Ariana Vaccination Centre, Faiza Taktak, wants people to embrace getting a COVID shot.
People are afraid of the huge number of deaths, more than 20,000 in the previous period. I think that the only solution to solve several problems, such as reducing the number of deaths and returning to a natural life, because it is very difficult to live in this state with masks and curfew.
331 vaccination centres have been set up, each with a supply of 4,000 doses involving the AstraZeneca jab. Free transportation has also been provided to help people get to the centres for their shot. Meanwhile, dozens of anti-Olympics protesters scuffled with police in Tokyo near the National Stadium as the Olympics drew to a close on Sunday. The decision to go ahead with the Olympics was a controversial one in Japan, and activist Daiko Sakurai never supported it.
They said that they would go ahead with the Olympics no matter how bad the spread of coronavirus infections, and that Japan should sacrifice themselves for that. I'm against an Olympics that doesn't protect basic human rights.
The protest happened just before the closing ceremony. In the United States, the Black Hills of South Dakota roared with motorcycles and crowds at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. The annual rally returns just as coronavirus cases in the state are rising with the more contagious Delta variant. Rallygoers were crowded shoulder to shoulder at bars and rock shows, and masks were nowhere in sight. Public health experts worry the rally will again be a vehicle to spreading coronavirus infections. Hundreds of rallygoers were infected last year, spreading the virus to other communities. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.